Now time for our Riverside locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined by the Cyclones girls basketball coach, Craig Burns, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones victorious in league play this week on Tuesday night at ACCHS, that final 47-41. Coach, congrats on the win. Just talk about that game on Tuesday night and what you saw from your team's performance in that six-point win.
Kind of like what we've been talking about, our defensive responsibilities and really the ladies, they really paid attention to the game plan. You know, they have that young lady that's averaging 25 points a game. And, you know, we had to put a lot of focus on her. I mean, even when she came across half court, I mean, that young lady, she can shoot and she can also post you up. So we did a lot of good things defensively to win that ball game last night.
Yeah, and it's always tough. You know, we had the long layoff. You went roughly 10, 11 days between the game on Tuesday night and the one prior to that against Oskaloosa. So at least it's different maybe for some coaches, but it's always kind of up in the air what you're going to get out of your team, you know, after a long layoff. And, you know, at least for you guys in that sense on Tuesday night, you guys got the positive of it and getting a win. So in that regard, it had to feel good after a long layoff with your team performing the way they did.
Yeah, I think the ladies probably got some good rest from me, really. It probably helped them. For this team, you know, still trying to figure out what kind of team we have, you know, the last 2 years. I mean, we just had players that would just walk in. A lot of times they wouldn't smile. They wouldn't do anything like that. So you couldn't tell. But once they stepped across that line, I mean, they was getting busy. And this team, you still trying to figure it out where we're at, you know, what they're doing, how they're going to react. And like you said, last night, they stepped on the court and they was ready. So, that was really, really nice to see. We are maturing and, we're getting better a little bit, every day. So that's all a coach can ask.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's going to pick up pretty quick here. We're going to start getting a lot more games in. I want to talk about the midseason tournament, which starts next week, but you get one more tune-up game essentially for that. Another league tilt on Friday. You guys are going to host McLouth. You know, they had a tough go against Troy earlier this week, but everyone has had a tough go against Troy so far this season. But, you know, how much can you tell us about this McLouth team that you're going to see on Friday night?
They've played a couple of teams that that we have played this year and not really focused on them during those times. But I could see, you know, they have some talent and they play hard. I mean, they have really improved over there this year. So it's going to be a tough game. We're going to have to be prepared. We're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to be locked in. And just like we was for this last game just last night. So we're going to get in, break down the film of them, and then try to come up with a decency plan and see how we can come out on Friday.
And then once you play Friday, it'll be a quick turnaround for the first round of the McLouth tournament next week on Monday night. A familiar opponent in Pleasant Ridge. A lot of Northeast Kansas League teams in this field. That typically seems to be the case year in and year out. But again, so you get a McLouth team on Friday and then turn around and take on Pleasant Ridge on Monday night in the opening round of that tournament. Just kind of talk about how do you navigate kind of that quick turnaround and just your thoughts on that midseason tournament starting next Monday.
Well, in this case, for me, you know, a lot of times you don't like playing teams, you know, over and over a couple of times in the same season. But for this time, it's probably good because we kind of know them, you know, probably get a little bit more film on them, see if they're doing anything a little bit different. But, you know, once you get to know an opponent and kind of what the coach does a little bit, I'm sure, you know, the same way she's doing the same thing with me, is that it's a little bit easier to scout. You know the players already. You don't have to really look at each player, what they're doing. You kind of know what each player does and then already just start devising a defensive plan for that. So that's one thing that's good for a quick turnaround. And we'll get in, probably do some work this weekend, and we'll see what we need. what's really good is that our offense is starting to come around. So we made some changes, you know, in our practice and some of our drills. So hopefully that's going to continue to improve our offensive output.
Riverside Girls Basketball Coach Craig Burns brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones victorious Tuesday night against ACCHS. They have won two of their last three. They get McLouth at home on Friday, and then they open up the McLouth tournament on Monday night. Quick turnaround against a familiar opponent in Pleasant Ridge. Coach, we really appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, like always, you know. Thank you for what you do for Northeast sports, and may God bless.